Here we go. So we're starting Perek Daled right now. And Perek Daled, it's a long Perek. It's going to take 2, maybe 3 weeks to cover. But the title I have over here, which you don't see on the screen in front of you, but the title is Bederach Kenias HaZehiros. This is the path to acquire the Midah of Zehiros. We've been learning a lot about the Midah of vigilance and of really just thinking things through and to not act and to be cautious and think about the importance of life. So this is about how to acquire it. So he says as follows, Hinei mashe mevias ha'adam al derech klal el hazehiras. That which brings a person to the general path of zehiras, hu limud ha'torah. He starts off by saying that the first and foremost thing is learning Torah. That all of Mesil Yisharim, all the chapters and all the paths and levels that a person has to take are based on this braisa of Rabbi Pinchas, and he says the first one is that Torah leads a person to Zehiros. Now, in a certain sense, it really is obvious when you think about it. Because what we're saying is that Zehiros is wanting to know what you should do and what you shouldn't do and be able to think about that before you act. That's what we've been discussing. So if a person doesn't learn any Torah, it's referring more right now to the Torah of Halacha. If a person doesn't learn Halacha, let's say, and doesn't know what to do, then obviously you won't be able to know whether that choice that you're going to make is even in the realm of the correct choice or the wrong choice on a spiritual level. You have to be able to be attuned to what's proper, what's allowed, what's mutter, what's aser. And the more a person becomes attuned to that, then of course a person will have a much better gauge of what path to go on and what's the right option or what's not a right option, to be able to think about things beforehand. Now, He also says here, it says in the footnote I have here, that by alerting him to the things he may be doing wrong, and not just that, by inspiring him to be more careful in his observance of the laws that he learns. So it's not just that Torah is the first level because you have, like I said, you have to know halacha, but it also is an inspiration. It's an inspirational component that brings a person to wanting to do the right thing. And obviously, a person's only going to do the right thing if they have a desire to do the right thing. And that's what Torah does for a person. That's what learning Torah does. The last piece I'll say on this, there's not going to be so much commentary per se outside of the text. So the last piece is that the Chavetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah, in his introduction to Hilchos Shabbos, he discusses this idea. And he says that if a person doesn't learn the laws of Shabbos, then he says it's guaranteed you're breaking Shabbos every week of your life. There's no chance. You have no chance of succeeding until you learn the laws of Shabbos. So it's a similar thing too. He's saying when it comes to all level of halacha in the Torah, if a person's totally ignorant, then they can't be expected to have any clue as to what to do and how to navigate life. Continuing on in the text. Amnam, al derech haprat. He says, however, specifically the details, hamivi lazeh hu esponenus ala chomer havoda, asher chayav baha adam, v'omek hadin aleha. Specifically, the path that a person has to do to get to this level is to think through the chomer, like the weightiness of sin, and of v'omek hadin aleha, and the fact that you're going to be judged for everything you do. And if you think that about that, it's a very intense thing. And that, of course, should bring a person to wanting to be zahir, wanting to be very careful and vigilant in their life. V'yetze lo mizeh, min ha'ion b'masim aksuvim b'sifrei ha'kodesh, v'min alimud b'mamer ha'chacham zechron al bracha, ha'me'orim al zeh. And he says a person has to be ma'ayin, has to look into what's written basically in Torah, b'mayisim haktuve b'sifrei hakodesh, in the holy books, and also in the lessons of from the rabbis regarding bringing a person to inspiration. And this is really discussing the idea of Musar. So it's about both on one hand learning halacha to know what to do, but also learning Musar to be able to be inspired and to feel the weightiness of it and of the importance of it. Vihine, before we begin the next paragraph, I'll say another important thing. He's going to be discussing three different levels of of the way a person could think. Three different madrigot. And when it comes to this, so the first one seems, and it is, very lofty. It's meaning, I think, thank God, I think most of it actually fit into this about wanting to do the right thing and being careful and only wanting to do mitzvot and stay away from the Yetzer Hara. And you might think that if you remember in the beginning when we learned the first chapter, that really all these lessons in the Seder Yesharim, all the chapters, all the midot, they build off each other. So this right now that we're learning is actually the lowest one on the rung, and it only gets higher and higher. So when we're going to discuss and describe a person who it seems like is on a very high level, so that one, and here it's discussed, and I saw in the footnotes, discussed about, like, why is this such a low level? And the answer is that right now, this is just talking about contemplation. So the highest of the low levels is a person who really wants to do the right thing. Now, it could be a low level because he might not actually do the right thing and follow through and be committed to it. But minimally, his machshava, it's all about the machshava, about and how to think things through in life. So continuing. V'hine, yesh b'isboninus hazeh ha'arot ha'arot b'hadraga. That there are a lot of different levels of inspiration that a person could have to wanting to get to this level of zehirus. Different mentalities and that could bring a person there. So, l'shleimut hadath, there could be a very wholesome perspective. V'lapchutim, that's going to be discussing the highest level. Someone wholesome in the sense of someone who has things straight, who understands the big picture. V'lapchutim mehem, u'lechol ha'hamon kulo. And the next one, l'apchutim mehem, someone who's on the lower level. And then the next is chol ha'hamonam, like the common person, like someone who's, it happens to be the lowest level. L'shleime hadas, so that's the highest level, and he's going to go and elaborate on this at length, this highest level. So, l'shleime hadas, tiyeh lahem ha'ara b'mashi yisbar lahem, ki rak ha'shleimut hu adavar ha'roi, she'chameid mehem v'lo zulat zeh. That it's a person who's thinking, and who has a clarity, that kirak hashlimut hu adavar roi, that it's only this path that I have to choose. Meaning it's recognizing that I have to perform the mitzvos, and I can't do any of the averos. Recognizing that you want to be perfect, and you want to do the right thing. She chomeid mehem v'lozulat zeh, that you have to do this and nothing else. You can't veer from the proper derech. V'she'ein ra gadol mechesron hashlimut. There's nothing worse for this person than the lack of perfection. V'archaka mimenu. And it would be terrible for a person to be distant from this goal. Kihene achar sheyisbar zeh etzlam. Because when a person thinks about this themselves, v'yisbar lahem kimochein, heyos hem tam elav hamasim atovim v'amidat atovot. So when a person really thinks through, hem tsa'im, by the way, is the key word when he basically for mitzvos. Hem tsa'im are the means to reach this. So the means that we have in this world, like he discussed in the past, the means towards perfection are the mitzvos. You need mitzvos to serve Hashem. So that through the maisim tovim, good actions and proper midos, that a person won't basically go any lower by focusing only on doing the proper thing, and he'll make sure through the mitzvos to not be lax in anything. He doesn't want to miss an iota of anything. Because he knows, he thought about it, and it's clear to him that if he lowers them, or whether I think it's referring to both in his mind and in action. One of them in your mind is referring to that you know it's important, but like, it's not so, so important. So if you lower that mentally and you think it's not so, so important, then of course you're more prone to failing. And the other thing, when he says yimatu, I think could be referring to when you actually lower the performance. So you're doing a lot of the mitzvos, but you're not doing all of them. So, Kigvaras Barat Slam Sha'im Emtam Eliyim Atulahem, O Emtam Yu Chalashim, if they're weak, Falobachala Chosekam Itztarachbahem, and you're not using it, you're not performing them as with as much strength as you should be, doing them to the utmost, as you, utmost of your ability. Hine Loya Sigubahem Shlimot Amiti, then you're not going to achieve true perfection. Ali Garimahem Kfimashigaru Hembish Tablusam. Rather, you're going to be lacking with the amount that you're not focusing on them. So if you focus on 90%, then you're going to be lacking 10%, basically. V'nimtzom chaser shlemos, and then you're going to be lacking perfection. Mashehu lahem tzara gedola v'ra'a rabba. He says to this person, that's a tremendous pain. And it's a very difficult thing for this person to go to. Like I said, this seems like a very high madriga, but remember, this is only b'machshava. So I think, it doesn't mean that person doesn't follow through, but on the most basic level, the high component is wanting to be perfect, wanting to be right. So I think for all of us, even though, of course, there could be times where we sin, we have charata, we have remorse, and we want to be better, and we want to do the right thing. And this, I think, in a certain sense, hopefully speaks to a lot of us about wanting to attain a certain sense of perfection. Alkain, therefore, lo yivcharu el laharbot bahem al hachmer b'chal taneihem. Therefore, in order to succeed and become this shalom person in terms of your spiritual level, your religious level, he says, let me lower this for you. I was getting lax there for a second. Lo yivcharu el laharbot bahem, you have to make sure to do a lot of mitzvos. U lahachmer b'chal taneihem, and to be stringent in all their details. You don't want to miss anything. That you're not going to become complacent when you perform them. It's not going to be worrisome because you don't want to lose out on any component of the mitzvah performance of that could lack the perfection that you want to attain. This is what Shlomo says in Mishlei. Ashrei adam mefachei tamid. Praiseworthy is a person we think about, which is true also, mitzvah gadol lios besimcha tamid, right? It's always important to be besimcha. But at the same time, Shlomo HaMelech says, praiseworthy is a person who constantly is in a state of fear. Now, it doesn't mean, obviously, in the sense of anxiety, but it does mean in the sense that you're very cautious. A lot of times, we act, and we're as careful based on how much level of fear or anxiety or kosher or healthy anxiety there is for us. So if you have, let's say, I'll give you an example, if you have a big presentation at work or if you have a job interview, so hopefully you're going to prepare for that a lot more than a typical day of work of whatever assignment you have. And the reason for that is because you know it's more important to you. And when something is more important to us, you gain more healthy anxiety about it, and then you make sure to prepare properly and appropriately for that. So here, when it comes to mitzvot, since they're so important to us, it's important for a person to make sure to be careful. So right now is a great example when it comes to Pesach coming up. So of course, we have to make sure to clean our apartments, for chametz, and to do the best we can. And it's not where, of course, like I said, it shouldn't be unhealthy, where a person's going crazy and a person has OCD on a clinical level where they're literally concerned that there's chametz everywhere and they have to go through crazy things. But on a realistic level, to make sure it's just clean properly, but to make sure that you do a pretty thorough job. Continuing, Vupirshu Zechron Lebracha and says Gomar Brachos, Hahu Bedivrei Torah Ksiv, that this pasuk is written, that this line of Ashrei Adam B'fachei Tamim, that person should be concerned. So that specifically, says the Gemara, is about not literally Divrei Torah, but about words of Torah. And when it comes to giving over learning Torah and being careful about Torah, that's what they're talking about. Being careful to upkeep the words of the Torah. V'hine, sof zos hamadrega, that the end of achievement for this level, hianikres yiras chait, that the highest rung of this level is something called yiras chait, where you have a fear of sin. Shehi min hamshubacho sheb madregos. This is the most praiseworthy of all the levels. V'hu shiyeh ha'adam yare tamid v'doeg pen yimatze b'yado eze shemetz chayit she'akvehu min ashlimot asheru chayav l'shtadal bavuro. That a person should be constantly concerned and worried that they potentially have a small amount of sin that is going to potentially hold them back from achieving perfection. He gives a mashal here. There's a mashal quote in the bottom. Just give me a second, which says that, I just had to remind myself about it, Skim, which says that if you have a person who, obviously right now is a scary time for illness, and if you have a person, let's say, who starts obtaining certain symptoms. Now, they don't know. It's not the classic, let's say, coronavirus symptoms. But in general, a person starts having certain symptoms for something, and you go to the doctor, and they don't know what it is. You're going to go to another doctor. You're going to go to another doctor till you are certain, until you have a diagnosis for what it is, right? Because it's your health on the line. He says, so too, when it comes to our religious level, that you're going to want to be very careful to know what you have to do, and you're going to want to make sure that you're not doing a sin. And just like going to a doctor in that mashal to make sure until you're diagnosed could be making sure to go to a rav or go to someone who could make sure that you know that everything is okay. He also says, I'll read from here, one who possesses this trait is afraid of sin, not because of the punishment that he'll suffer for the transgression. So it's not where we're talking about, I'm scared I'm going to be punished. That is actually a madrega. It's lower madrega. There's then what he's referring to is sometimes you'll see known as yiras haromimus, exalted fear. And he says, but rather because the taint of sin will obstruct him from the spiritual growth and attachment to Hashem to which he aspires. So we're talking about the level of fear of sin where you are just lacking your personal perfection, which is going to taint your relationship with Hashem. That your relationship with Hashem has to be on such a level where you're fulfilling all the mitzvot Hashem wants. And if you have a sin, then that's a pagam, that's a blemish in your relationship. Continuing on, the alzeh, and on this, Amar Zechron Levracha, it says in Baba Basra, let me see where, okay, the alzeh, Amru Zechon Levracha al derech hamashal melamed shekol echa nichve mechupaso shel chaveru. So there's a Gemara, and this is based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu that speaks about how in the Olam HaEmes every person is going to have a chuppah, and the chuppah that a person has is going to be on fire. Now this fire is not a good fire. Fire is usually not a good thing, and what's explained, and I'll elaborate outside, because it really just says it here very briefly, but what's explained is that this fire is because of a certain level of embarrassment, and you're looking towards someone else. And it's because you didn't really achieve, you didn't do the best you could in this world. And so, if you look at the text, so it says, "Midlamei shekol echad nechve mechupaso shel chaveru," that every person's chuppah is consumed with fire, because, and he's looking, mechupaso shel chaver, he's looking at his friend's chuppah, he's looking at the next person's chuppah. Ki ein ze mitam hakina asher tipol rak bechasrei hadas. It's not a simple jealousy, like, oh, I wish I had what you had. It's not like a false of perception. Kamosha echtov obis yatashmai, as we're going to speak about in the future. El bnei shir oso atzma chaser min ashlemos madriga shahay yachal lasiga kamosha siga chavero. He's saying, you might think that the reason why you're looking towards the next person is because, oh man, I'm so jealous of what he has. It's not that. He says, we'll speak about jealousy in the future. But right now, this is discussing the fact that you realize this person achieved something and is at a higher level, and you could have been there yourself. You could have done it. And that is the embarrassment. The embarrassment is not because of jealousy, but it's about recognizing the flaws that we had and the real potential that we had to be able to be better. Let me see something. He says, he gives a mashal here, Matisyahu Solomon gives a mashal about a person who was asked to invest in a company. And there were two people that were going to be potential investors. And one person decides, you know, I'm going to invest $10,000 in the company. And the other person says, you know what, I'm going to pass. And the company explodes and does extremely well. And the person who has the $10,000 investment, he now has $3 million, let's say. And that other person, so when he looks at him, it's of course someone could be jealous, but it's not I'm jealous. It's, man, I could have been there. I had the same exact opportunity. Very similar circumstance. And yet, I blew it. I messed up. And he says, that's the type of busha, that's the type of level that we're discussing here. I happen to think, even though we have a few more minutes we could learn, it would be like 2-3 more minutes, I think we should stop here because the next part we're going to be discussing, he starts like, lapchusim, this is discussing the next level. There are going to be three levels of people. The highest level, which is what we just saw, the middle level, the pchusim, the lower, that means lower than them, and then the lowest level. But so far for what we see, obviously if it's a high madriga in a certain sense, but remember this is b'machshava, and this is a person who wants to achieve perfection, who wants to be close to Hashem. And hopefully, obviously, the real goal and objective of life is to take that into action, which is a much, much harder thing. Quick idea is that when it came to Esav of Russia, he was killed by the son of Dan, Shevet Dan, so Dan's child killed Esav, and he chopped off his head, and his head rolled into Maras HaMachpelah. An idea behind it is that Esav, he had, in theory, like the right motivations. He had all the Torah knowledge. He knew what he should have done, but his body didn't act properly. So his head was ra'oi. His head was worthy of being buried in Maras HaMachpelah, but his body wasn't worthy of it. And that's why it's explained in the Midrash. That's why Bali Musar explained why it says in the Midrash that his head rolled into Maras HaMachpelah, but his body did not. So his head was worthy of being buried in that holy place because he had the proper thoughts, but he never followed through. So we will end here. Chagai, I'll share this with you shortly. And Bez Hashem to be continued next week, okay? So, Shkoyach Chavra.